What up, what up? Today we are hanging out with my boy LV on the Connected Show, Connected with Ruben Torres. I am Ruben Torres. I'm hanging out with a longtime friend of mine, LV, and he's doing his thing behind the lens, behind the camera, and he kind of shares his experience and kind of his dream and his vision of what it is to be a director and producer and cameraman. So today, our episode here is brought to you by Anthony Medina and the SD Law Firm, AM Law Group. Make sure you check them out for anything you may need when it comes to law and your access for justice. Make sure you reach out to him. He also helps out a lot of nonprofits and people that are starting businesses. Make sure you reach out to him at the sdlawfirm.com. Also, Love Thy Neighbor Movement. We're trying to do a lot of stuff here across the border internationally, so make sure you check us out, lovethyneighbormovement.com. And let's get into this with LV. Let's roll.
If you C-O-N-E-C-T-A-D-O, you already know about the show, so let's go. It's your music and lifestyle, fashion profile, the entertainment source for everything you want to know about. North to the south, the east to the west side, stay connected with Ruben Torres worldwide, so let's go. Across the globe, well respected, beasting on the industry. Connected.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the Connected Show, Connected with Ruben Torres. Sit with my longtime friend, my homie LV, lived the vision, and he's kind of blessed us with his presence too. He's a hard man to get a hold of these days, so he kind of graced us this morning. So thanks for coming, man. Appreciate you coming through.
I'm glad to be here. Finally linked up. Can't believe it.
I've been trying to find you forever.
No, welcome back too. Welcome back to San Diego. We missed you
thanks,
for a while.
Man.
So
thanks.
Yeah, man.
It was a well-needed break from everything, but I'm back, man.
No,
back
yeah,
for good.
Yeah,
back for good.
Good to see you. Man. Yeah, man. Good to have you back for real, dude.
Thank
it's awesome.
You. I know. I've been trying to link up with you forever. I come, I hang out. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm over here at Salud Taco Shop. Where you at, dude? And hard guy to get a hold of.
Yeah.
So, anyway, man, I know you got a lot of stuff going on, dude, and you know, now you're local. You're living right here in Barrio Logan.
Yeah.
So how's that going?
It's awesome. I love it. I love the environment. It's super creative. And I mean, the culture, I love it. I mean, and then you got the taco shop right there. That's my kitchen. And then I could just go down there real quick, take a little break. But then back in the room editing. So it's I love it here. My kids are on the other side of the bridge. So it's awesome, you know. So
nice.
I love it here.
Nice. So for those that don't know, we're in the historical Barrio Logan district, arts district that's kind of flourishing. It's blossoming here, and it's a beautiful thing. And we're recording live here at the it's actually going to be pre-recorded, but we're going to be here at the church, and you know, we're starting a podcast network here, and it's a beautiful thing to get going. But but LV, dude, for those that don't know who you are and what you do, kind of fill us in a little bit, where you're from and what you do.
All right. Well, I'm from Nashville City. I grew up there, went to Sweetwater and all that good stuff. Right now, I'm a director. Like, I kind of don't like to call myself a director, but pretty much I'm directing. I started doing music videos 3 years ago, and it really picked up. It really picked up. Before, I was doing a photography. Like, I went to the Art Institute.
Yep.
And there I was doing a graphic design, and I ended up not finishing school. I had my daughter, and I joined the military. So currently I'm in the military, but I'm about to transition out and move down to LA or whatever, and take the video thing a little bit more serious. I mean, nice. I have, but now kind of like
take it to the next level.
And I've been collaborating up with people in LA already, and it's amazing. So I'm excited, and I love San Diego, and now that's a little bit about me.
Take it to another level. Yeah. Well, one thing about LV is you're one of the most creative dudes I know. You're not just producing and directing videos, but you design clothing, you can draw, you graphic design, you do it all. So as far as taking your crafts and what you do to another level, like what can we expect from what you're doing now?
Yeah, I'm more than, like I said, I'm not just like a director. I mean, I just like to be around creative people, and like I get influenced by a lot of stuff, and like I feel like I always got to be like, you know, like creating stuff. And right now I'm also working with I love music. Music is my thing. It's like my passion and everything. And right now we're working on an album. It's called the Monet Institution. And we have a couple of great artists from San Diego, and we're getting a couple other ones and some producers. My homie.
So is it a label or is it?
It's I mean, like I said, I'm not gonna call it a label because it's like me putting it together, but I would say it's an institution. We're just trying to get together the most creative people, and it's like more than a label, just because like we come up with the ideas. Everybody like kind of sits at the table and everybody puts an input, so it's not like one person coming up with the whole thing. Like it's real collaborative, and so it's not a label. I'm not we're not signing people. I don't got no money, you know, like nothing like that. So like I'm not trying to make it seem,
but it's a crew, a little tight.
It's definitely a crew. It's definitely a crew, and everybody has like their own little thing going on. But when we all come together, it's Monet Institution.
So are you guys putting out albums or mixtapes or what's?
We're putting out an album right now. It's called the Monet Institution, the album. And it's pretty much already done, like 16 songs, and super conceptual. It's just getting mixed down, and we're working right now on the visuals. So like there's gonna be since I do like the videos, there's gonna be a lot of videos, and all the songs were done like so there could be like a video concept to it. And
I seen that one little commercial you guys put out.
Did you like it? It was pretty cool, huh? Yeah, it was cool.
The one in the wrecking yard and the junkyard.
Sick. It was dope, but we got a lot of positive feedback from that. So nice. Yeah, we just got, we're going to be working also with Odessa Kane. So I reached out to him and he reached out to me and he was like, dude, I like what you guys are doing over there. It's like, you know, super dope. And also a Spody. So
I love Spody. Yeah, man.
So it's just like,
Spody has the it factor. You know what I'm saying? Like he's the complete package. He has the image, he has the voice, he has the lyrics, he has the charisma,
and
he has the it factor.
He does have the it factor, and then he's super humble. You know what I'm saying? That's what like I'm trying to get people that like that, you know, where it's like they're just creative and they you know, like it, where it just fits together, and he's one of the dopest out here. I love Spody. He's dope.
Me too, man.
And
I'm a fan.
And right now also like I'm doing that, and I'm also trying to market myself, you know, as a live the vision. It's more like a mind state, you know, and I just want to like encourage people to do what they want to do, what they're talented. It's a little bit scary, but you know, you just got to push forward and do it.
So that's your branding. Tell us how important branding is for entrepreneurs that want to get into what you're doing. Like let's talk a bit about the branding and the marketing of like what you do, like you're branding yourself. So tell us how important that is.
I think it's super important, and especially to brand yourself, because you could I do a lot of like branding for other people and other companies and all that stuff, and building them up, and that's kind of where it ends. But I put a lot of time into it, and somebody had told me, put your name on everything. And that person is Ruben Torres. So I took that to heart too. And I also I went to LA, and I was working, well, I'm working with Jeff Reyes, which is a big time director. And he let me in, like he lets me in his circle, like he took a liking into me and he lets me into his circles. And I sat down in one of their meetings that they had. And what they were doing at the time was everybody knows Eccles World, you know, but what they're trying to transition is from Eccles World to Jeff Reyes, the director. So they're trying to like, they have like a whole team trying to like market that now. So like, I want to get a video from Jeff Reyes, not like Eccles World. So I was just sitting there and I was like, dang, wow, like that's awesome, you know? So it's super important to market yourself, because you're putting a lot of time into it. And I think marketing to it has to be done the right way, and not just put stuff out there, but put the right stuff out there and kind of stay consistent, you know? So, I mean,
kind of like what you did, you created a logo. And it's in the videos, it's on your flyers, it's on everything you do. And how important is the branding for your marketing, like to have people see it everywhere and anywhere?
It's super important. And it's funny because like you are branding people, like people like see it and like, oh, I've seen that before. And it's like, for me, like that logo means quality, you know, it's like they're not, You know, like they're trying to get a video from LV, the guy, not just the video. They want the logo in it, you know?
And you actually have it tattooed.
And I do. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, people look at it like, oh, I've seen that before. Yeah. And yeah, it's like that logo means me and I am like quality. I take pride in what I do. And that's how, that's what, you just got to figure out what you want to brand yourself to be, you know? You can't just, for me, I don't know, I'm just making this up, but you can't just put whatever you want out there, you know? You got to put like the right things out there.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You know, like, it's like, don't throw a bunch of punches, just throw the right punches and throw hard punches. So I do that for everybody, like, that I market, you know, that I market, and I do it to myself. And it's like, when I started paying more attention to like my brand, like I started moving a little bit more, you know, and I was just like, oh wow, like, that's crazy. Like, so
that's good, man. Cool. It's good. It's good that you're doing that. Now, when you started working up in LA with those guys up in LA, what's the kind of stuff that you're learning from them?
It's just, I mean, it's just next level. It's the real deal. They got freaking, like, makeup teams, production teams. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like they're shooting like movies, and it's like, it's pretty, we're doing this. I'm doing the same thing at a smaller level, but I'm wearing all the hats. And over there, they got somebody. So like the director is just pretty much
the director.
Yeah. And I'm so blessed because, Jeff Reyes, he just kind of like lets me in and like lets me really, lets me really like go around and check it out. And he even lets me like direct. Like, it was dope. I got to, interact and direct the Be Real video. Nice. And Burner, and like, it was cool because like he kind of like let me go in there, and they were just listening to me, like, if I was like, you know, like, they didn't, you know, it was cool.
They didn't skip a beat.
We're like, okay, cool, like, we're doing it, like, let's shoot the next one.
Awesome.
So it's cool. So the things that I'm learning, I don't know, just how to be more professional, some of the lighting, their setups, like, but like, it's crazy because I'm not like too off on like what we're doing, you know, like, like, so I'm just taking notes, mental notes, and just watching everything they do, and I can't wait to go up there and really, like, really get it in, you know? Well,
that brings me to, would you consider him a mentor in a sense?
Oh, he's, big time. He's the reason why I do videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. When I met him, it was, like, super surreal.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a station in Cuba, and at the time, I was doing tattoos, because I remember, like, I would always, like, draw, so people would always be like, draw me a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So we ended up getting a tattoo machine gun on the island or whatever. So I started doing tattoos, and I was doing tattoos, like, a lot of them. And I started making money, right? And started saving up the money, and, like, I got caught. So that was, like, illegal. We couldn't do tattoos. So I got caught, and now I had all kinds of free time. So with that money, I ended up buying my Canon. I bought myself the Mac, desktop, and all that stuff. So I started getting into videos, and like, I just started checking out the videos that I liked, and a lot of the videos that I liked were Jeff Reyes. Like, his style is just it's sick. Hard, dark, edgy, all that stuff. And so I seen like all his whole category, like, I would just see everything he puts out. And also Matt Alonso, they're like my two, like, my two dudes, same, you know,
directors.
So once I get to San Diego or whatever, I get to San Diego, I finally get like a cell phone and like get onto the social media. Like, what is this? You know, what is this? Twitter and freaking all this Instagram. Cause I didn't have a phone for like 5 years, you know, like I was stuck in a little island in Guantanamo Bay. And before that I was in a Diego Garcia. And so now I'm following these people, and like, I follow him. He followed me back. I was all like, oh, is this real? And it must be like a team or something. Like, he's not really like, you know, like I was like kind of a little starstruck, but
it's,
I was
his
like,
people.
It's not, it's his little minions or whatever. And so I continued to do my thing. I started doing videos, started getting more into it. And like a year later, like, they put...
But you got a whole team too yourself now.
We got a little team going on, and, and I'm super blessed. We have John Propp. You put me on with him, and he's amazing. Like, we come up with an idea, and he's like a hands-on guy. He'll make it happen. So
he's amazing, dude.
He's amazing.
He's like a magician.
He is. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy. You give him the idea, the concept,
and he creates
and he'll go. He gets mad sometimes because he'll make it, and I still got to come back and kind of touch it up. But at the end, he's just like, okay.
He's dope. You know,
but he's like, he's a blessing, and he's like, he's down to grind, and like, he's definitely coming up. Like, whatever, wherever I go, like,
I've been following you. I've been seeing the pictures and all the stuff that he's doing.
And so I'm even like trying to like brand him, you know, because it's not about me. It's about like everybody.
The team.
I even put together this photo shoot where I put together like all the behind the scenes people, like producers. Yeah, I've seen that. And everybody had their tools. Yeah, and it was like these people.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, these people like need to. They need to know about these people because these are the people that are making it happen.
Yeah.
You know, like we're making these like artists look like big time like rappers, and they're just normal like us. You know, like they're no more like us than if it wasn't from all this hard work. Like you know, it's not like we're getting paid all these kinds of money. You know, like by all these people. So,
but
it's
just like, the respect. That you took the people behind the scenes and you put them in front of the camera, and then you showcase their tools. Like, hey, this is who they are and what they do. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's awesome because like, and I see them too. Like, I recognize it because I don't sleep a lot. So like, I'm always on social media because like I'm editing and like the rendering time. I'll be like on social media and this and that, and I'll see them like, oh, I'm at the studio. Like they're always on too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, these dudes are for real. You know, they're not just like you see the people that are always like typing stuff on Facebook and this and that, but they're like. They don't really do it. They're just like hyping themselves up. Yeah, but then you could tell the people that are really like, oh, this was really about what he does.
Now, if Jeff Reyes offered like a mentoring class or something to say, hey, you know, I'm willing to teach people, would that be something that you would be willing to pay for and say, dude, I'd love to learn from you here?
Oh my God.
Some coaching classes.
I would definitely pay for that.
So yeah,
I would definitely pay for that. Like,
what's the importance of investing in yourself? Tell us about that.
Yeah, you definitely got to invest in yourself. It's pretty much investing in your future. You spend money on like other stuff, but like that, like working with like the people that are really doing it, it's priceless. Like it's like teaching an apprenticeship for a tattoo artist. Like they're teaching you something that you'll never forget. Yeah. You know, like they're teaching you how to make money, how to be creative and all that stuff. It's like it's an investment like anything else. And like at the end of the day, you're gonna be doing something you love.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. Like when I'm like doing these like videos and like not sleeping and everything, like I feel alive, you know, like it just feels like it's just like I'm zoning, you know?
Yeah, it's like a drug.
Yeah, it's like I won't go to sleep because it feels like, dang, I'm closer to like, oh man, did you see that? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, like, that's what I'll be zoning and it's like,
I need the feeling.
Yeah, dude, sleeping in the ring, right?
I connect
with you so much because it's like those creative people have those things in common. And when I met Jeff Reyes, it was funny. Like, the first day I was like, well, cool. He was like, okay, well, yeah, I'm down to, because I ended up interning with them and this and that. And then he's like, yeah, I want to help you. Like, I'm down to help you and this and that. So that first day started editing and all that stuff. And I go long and he goes long. Like, we're like, we saw the sun come up and we're going at it. And I was like, damn. And there's not a lot of people. Like, my friends, you know, are like, oh, man, I need to crash it. You know, like, I'm just like, you know, like, we're about to
keep it going.
Yeah, let's keep it going as far as you could go.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the question was, but.
No, it just the importance of investing in yourself and having a mentor. I always tell people you got to invest in yourself and finding a mentor is a big deal.
That's the biggest thing. It's like they say, surround yourself with at least like five people that like are your mentors and like in different things, because it's like that's super important. You my mom would tell me, you are who you kick it with.
Yeah,
you know, it's like real. If you're hanging around with all kinds of negative people, you're not going to be able to do it, you know? I'm quick to, like, move, like, places, like, if it's not, you know, if I don't feel the vibe or if it's, like, I'm just chilling and we're kicking it. Like, I already did that. Yeah. Like, I did that a long time ago when I was 16. I did that a lot, you know? And that's why I feel I feel like I have to work even harder because I'm catching up because I made stupid decisions. Stupid decisions when I was growing up. Like, if I would have done this during high school, right now I would be... big lights. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I didn't know about. I didn't even know you could have.
I feel the same way, dude. I feel the same
but
way.
But I'm playing. Like, I feel like I'm playing catch up. So, like, if you're trying to like kick it, nah, I'm like trying to build. Yeah. Like, you know, like I don't got time for that. I got kids.
Yeah, we're like in the third and fourth quarter of our game.
Yeah, like
right
it's
now.
Like I'm trying to do some big things right now, and I got, like yeah, like I
so
don't.
So knowing the importance of a mentor, is there anybody that you're mentoring?
It just kind of barely started, but I'm definitely like willing to like extend my hand and everything to him. But he's a super talented photographer over here. He just started himself. His name is Leroy. Like, he has a dope vision. Like, the pictures, he's dope. And so I brought him along or whatever so he could do some behind the scenes and all that stuff. And he was just like, wow, that's dope. And so I had him do some some shots, like some video stuff, and he saw like the quality and the possibilities, and he was just like, "Oh my God, this video stuff, you know?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm willing to show you whatever I know. I don't know everything, but I'm willing to show you what you, just because like some people are genuine, you know? They're just like, I saw like a little bit of like that, you know, that like that hunger, you know? I'm just like, oh, that's like dope. So I'm like, hell yeah.
So would you take on more guys under your wing if anybody needed a mentor or wanted to learn?
It kind of depends. I mean, it depends, just because like I do so much, and like sometimes it slows it down. But if it's the right person, I think it works. Selective. Like for me, like when I'm with, like I'm a student myself, like I'm an intern for Jeff Reyes, and when I'm out there, like I try to just like he's not really like, hey, check this out, helping me out, but he just letting me see. So I'm like seeing what it, you know, but like I'm down to do something like that, but like it's kind of hard to actually physically show him while you're at an actual shoot. So it's kind of hard, because that's like slowing down the process. And since, like I said, like I wear so many hats, like I'm the light guy, I'm the freaking I'm like every guy out there, so like it's kind of like you can't get in my space because I'm zoning, you know.
I did the same thing kind of with little George, you remember George? And except I just kind of let him, here, man, here's the camera, here's what you do. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of gave him the authority to just, here, man, you want to direct? And I just kind of held his hand through it. But you know, I think it's important for anybody out there that's trying to get into any entrepreneurship, anything that you're passionate about, find a mentor, find a business coach. Find someone that's going to steer you in the right direction and push you along, because you can keep doing the same thing and it could be the wrong way, and you can keep doing it for a long time.
And it's important too, because they already did all like a lot of the groundwork. So you're not going to, it's more of a straighter line, you know? And it's like, not like for these mentors, it's not like they're showing you exactly how to do it, but they're telling you the right way to do it and where to find the information. They're not like sitting there down like every single time, you know, they're kind of giving you some information, and you got to go back home and like over grind on trying to figure stuff out yourself, you know?
Yeah, the formula's already there.
It can't, like, it's like a tattoo artist is not going to grab your hand and like, you know, tattoo like over or whatever, but, it's, you definitely got to find a mentor for sure. And,
so how do you start? Someone that wants to get in the video business, whether it's music videos or weddings or whatever it may be, how would you say one would start?
I would start with looking at a lot. Find a style that you like and kind of like break it down. Like right now, I can't even watch a movie like and see the story. Like I'm seeing
the shots. Yeah, I'm looking at the shots.
It's crazy. So I would say find something that you like or a style that you like and break it down and start to figure like out like how it's done. And I did a lot of like most of my stuff has been like YouTube. Like I YouTube a lot, hours and hours. And then from there, and then it's hours and hours of like physically doing it. Get to know your equipment. Like I don't read the manuals too much, but I need to. I'm pretty sure that would give me a shorter cut, but it just it has to be like part of you. Like I got my stuff on me all the time. Like, so just get to know your equipment really good. And you're going to trial and error, you know, trial and error a lot is going to happen. Like there's times that I've done like crazy shoots and like lost the footage or like, like it wasn't in focus. But like by the next time now it's like, oh, heck no, this was such a bad mess up that can't happen again. And that's how you learn. You got to kind of like really, really go in the trenches and just like, it's going to be tough, but that's going to show like who really wants it, you know? Like if you're going to be like amazing and do dope stuff, like it's going to be hard. It's going to be super hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I think so.
So what would you say are your strengths and weaknesses?
My strengths is, I would say is, for music videos, the flow of it. So it's more like I'm trying to take people on like, kind of like a feeling instead of, cause I see a lot of people that have dope shots, like, oh, that's a dope shot. That's a dope shot. But you're just looking at dope shots. And me, like, I rather have like have it flow good. So I'm sacrificing all kinds of dope footage for the flow. So people like kind of like they just feel it. They're like, dang, that just that look, you know, like I watch them see it, and it's just like they're just like, damn, that just felt right. Or like, or like all like so I think those are my strengths, the flow of it. Some people like the lighting that I do. I still
I like your lighting. So I mean, I've seen you progress, you know, and the stuff is just getting better and better, man. So
It was crazy because Eric, he was like, he's all, I saw that video and I knew you did it, and I was like, I didn't know how to feel about that, you know. But he's like, nah, like you have like a little style, like, and I was like, okay, well that's cool. And like coming from him, like, you know, like, and you guys are kind of like, I mean, I look up to you guys and see what you guys do, you know. And he's super dope.
I don't do anything.
Man, you do everything. That's Eric, you do everything.
Eric does a lot. Eric's
nah, dope. But the, and I think also the details and the concept is where my strengths are, because I don't got the best equipment or nothing like that. I work with what I got. And that's one thing, like, you don't have to have the best equipment at all. Like, people, like, at one point, that was the best equipment. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that freaking first Canon was the dopest thing.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, what tools of the trade do you have? And you know, there's a lot of people that say, dude, it's not what tools you got, but how you use them.
Yeah,
you know?
It is, yeah. It's so, I mean, like, I shoot, I have a Canon 3TI. That's what I shoot my videos with. And it's crazy because even when I, like, took it to LA and they had some other interns and this and that, they're like, oh, that's the first thing. What do you use? Like, it's not what you use. And I told them, they're like, oh, heck no, you know? It's just knowing, like, your settings and all that good stuff, you know? But it's more, like, you could have, it's more of the idea and the flow than the actual quality of the foot. Like, you see my videos, they're not the best quality. I mean, they're cool, but they're not the best quality. But it's the idea and the details. I think that's where, like, I try to do more. Like, I try to spend more time in the pre-production, like in the idea, like I'll go to the I'll come up with something and I'll go to the swap meet and find a costume, or I'll go to thrift stores. I'll spend hours at thrift stores to get a cop suit, like, you know, like, it's just like that's where it's at. Like, anybody could stand behind a wall, tagged up wall, or in front of a car, which I do that sometimes too for the right things. But that's what makes it like, damn, that felt real. From the name tapes to like the badges, like, that's, I think that's more my strengths are. And it's like, it's more, I don't know, that's where I get off on.
Would you say weaknesses right now would be in equipment?
No, I don't think that's a weakness. My weaknesses, I would say, it's not the equipment. I would say color correction. I wish I could get better at that. I'm barely learning on like the color correcting and all that stuff. Like, I'm just like, so once I get that, it's gonna be a problem. But the color correction,
and then once you get the Sony that's over there,
I know, it's just let me know, we'll write a check. Nah, just playing, we don't have no checks over here. But and also I'm dyslexic. So if anything with like words and stuff like that, those are like my weaknesses for sure. But
but that's the beauty of it, I think, is guys like us, we turn our weaknesses into strengths, you know, and we create something out of nothing, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. It's funny. I think, like, it's kind of like a blessing now, I guess, whatever. But I think it's because, like, I have, like, this, I'll call it a disability, because I'm horrible with, like, you know, like, I'm dyslexic. It's hard. Words are horrible and all that stuff. And it's like, I feel like a little retarded kid. Like, you know, like a kid that's blind now, he could hear real good. Well, me, like, it feels like I got, like, magnified, all this other stuff. So it's like, I'm constantly, like, sometimes it's exhausting. Like, I'm always coming up with, like, I get inspired by everything, you know? So I'm always, like, drawing stuff and this and that, because it's like a freeway of ideas. So I need to jot them down, you know? That's why it's like, I'm not just a director, and that's why I have all kinds of, like, my hands in all kinds of other things.
No,
it's
you're
just
extremely creative.
Like, I don't think you should be boxed in. I think you should definitely focus on your bread and butter, but that's, I mean, we're like, you know, it's life. You should enjoy doing all kinds of stuff, which I do, you know, like.
Well, most of the San Diego hip hop cats are coming to you to do stuff. So, I mean, to me, I think that's, you know, it's a cool niche to be in. Where do you see yourself, you know, in a couple of years from now? Are you still going to be doing like gangsta stuff, or you want
to? No, but I'm still going to be doing it for sure, because I love that. Like, I grew up like, I mean, I grew up from National City, and I grew up all in blood in, blood out. Like, like all my surroundings, like, I'm all into that stuff, but like, I love fashion, you know, like I love fashion. I love like comedy and all that stuff. Like, so I'm always going to, I'm always going to be in San Diego, and I'm always going to be messing with like talented people in San Diego, because I think they need to be seen. It like I see them all the time, you know, like I'm like, I wish I could have recorded that. I wish my eyes were like, you know, like this needs to be get recorded right now, you know. And they're super talented people that don't have the funds to make it happen, but like if somebody needs to see it. So that, like with the Monet thing, that's who I'm trying to bring, the super talented people and me kind of give back to them, you know. And in a couple years I see myself doing big things in LA, and I hope I do something super big where I could come back and have like some building over here that kind of be like a, a the TRL, like where you don't have to go to LA. Like I want
it's
like
all in house.
Like we have so many talented people here.
Save me room there. Save me an office.
Yeah, for sure. You're vice president.
Oh man.
But right, no frills. Like
we got that. All right. We got it's recorded.
You could but no frills. Like that's my goal, to go out there, conquer, and like do something big and come back and have a building where like it's like even here in Logan, you know, like like it's crazy, like if you see, like little kids see stuff like that, they get like wow, like the possibility, like nobody told me hope. Yeah, like it's you know, like before I like nobody, my mom never talked to me about like, oh, what college are you gonna go to, like nothing, not since the day I day I got out. Like my sister, she kind of like a little bit, she was like my mom kind of a little, not that I had a, my mom didn't do her job, but just in like education stuff, like my sister would be like, you know, but they need to like, they need to see that there's possibilities. I wish like I knew that you could do video as a career, like back then nobody told me that. Like, you know, that's crazy.
If you knew that, you'd have been doing it a long time ago.
I was about to like I was about to join the Marines, like I was about to join the Marines, me and my best friend were about to do the buddy system. And like that whole, that last week, my art teacher was like, dude, you're pretty good. Like, you should go to the Art Institute, and they have a like senior Saturday where you could take your parents. And I was like, oh, okay. So I told my mom, they have no idea. Like, they think freaking Mission Valley is like a whole nother country. Like, they're not going to go out there. Like, if it's not like past like Plaza, they're not going to go out there. So I convinced my sister to take me. She dropped me off, and, it was like I was around all kinds of creative people, and they're talking like people like show me Walt Disney drawings and this and that, and I got into some big old bind, and now I owe all kinds of money over there.
But that was going to be a question of mine too, was at what moment did you tell yourself, this is it, this is what I want to do?
I would say not too long ago, like probably like last year was like when I really was like, damn, I really like when I started getting like feedback from like a lot of people. But then it's pretty cool, like, oh, that's super dope, that's super dope. But like really when like Jeff was like he gave me like the final stamp, like I'm telling you, he was like somebody, like I was starstruck when I met him, like and I seen a bunch of people, I seen like Scoop DeVille, I seen rappers, and they're just like regular people to me, you know. Like I could even meet like a Jay-Z and be like, oh, that's dope, you know. But like Jeff Reyes, like I kind of obsessed on Jeff Reyes and Matt Alonso's work. Yeah. So when I saw him, it was like super surreal. And for him to be like, dude, like you're super talented, like I want to help you. Yeah. And that's when I was like, damn, you know, like that's crazy. Like, really, you know, like I think you're like this freaking the Tupac of freaking of the video world. Yeah. And he laughs all the time because I'll be like, you and Matt Alonso are like the Tupac and Biggie, and the boy just laughs. But
that's cool, man. That's
that, I think,
you know,
that,
especially having the respect of your mentors is a big deal.
It's just that was that kind of sealed the deal. Like, it's like it's kind of scary because I'm about to get out of the military. I did 8 years, and I'm about to get out, and it's so it's kind of scary. But like, I think I'm confident that I could do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I guess that's where it was, where I was like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna do this. But it,
now that you know what direction you're going in, I think it's important, and any entrepreneur and anybody that's going to step into doing what they love, you know, their passion, to know why. Like, why is it you're doing what you do?
Why is it that I do?
What's your why?
The why is it's just because I feel alive doing it. I really do. Like, I think you gotta wake up and go to work and be excited to go to work, you know? Like, you spend most of your time at work, and if you're like not excited about that, you're not gonna have like the best life. Sometimes you could play it safe, like, oh, it's, we have good benefits here, or like this is whatever. But I think you only, like, from what I know, you only like live once, you know, and you gotta really do what you like. And I think we all have talents, you know, like You know, like some, you know, some people sing really good. Some people do this, but we play the safe route because it's like, it's the whole jumping in the water thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to be working hard regardless. Might as well work hard for your own stuff, you know? Yeah. If not, you're going to be building somebody else's dream, you know? Yeah. Like, so it's just like I had a business before. I used to have a sign shop, and it was super hard, but like it was good to be like the, and I was young. I was like 22. Like I was a little kid. And
I remember. Yeah, I went to right there off of, was it University?
Off University at Swift. And it's, I always wanted to be like my own owner since I was a kid. Like I'm always like, I used to be boss. Like I'm from a crew and always like, oh, we need to get jackets.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
You know, so it's always, always had that, like, we need to make that next level. And, so, yeah.
So, you know, and this is something I'm going to ask of every guest, but, you know me and you know how I love to do community stuff and, love thy neighbor. And I, you know, I kind of take stuff to another level with what I do, but is there any programs or any charities or anything that you're working with? Or if you're not currently, is there something that you may have a passion for?
Nah, I'm not working with nothing right now. I mean, I definitely help the Love Thy Neighbor, and I love helping people, and I want to show like my kids that, I mean, you got to help out. I'm just right now so involved with like trying to build myself. I'm not at a place where like I could give time, but even my time right now is super valuable, so I don't have nothing like that. But definitely in the future is something that I would want to like be part of. And like I said, I think like I need to like build right now so I could be able to do these things that I want to do. Like I said, hopefully in a couple of years, or I don't know when the time is right, we have a building where we could do something like this and like all, you know, like show all these kids that like there's other different, you know, because like I wasn't going to go to college because I thought like, since like, oh, I'm dyslexic, I'm like, I can't comprehend or whatever this and that. Like, what the hell am I going to do? Fucking go to the military, you know, like I could do that. But there's other avenues. You don't just have to be a doctor. You don't just have to be a lawyer. Like, they're not like your standard jobs. There's all kinds of other creative things that you could probably do. Maybe this person that is really good at like reading this and that can come up with like some crazy ideas that you have. So it's like, you gotta like feed your strengths or whatever.
I agree.
So, and then you gotta surround yourself by people that like encourage that, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you're in a circle where like, you know, those people are not into that, you're gonna be not even part of that. But you gotta just surround yourself with like, damn, that's the, you know, like you gotta around positive people. Surround yourself by positive people is what you gotta do, really.
Yeah. So,
and but they positive say, people, but not just like yes man, you know?
Yeah.
You need to be with somebody where it's like, yo, that's, I don't think that was the one, or that's kind of weak. Like, you should really go back and like.
They say if you're the smartest guy in the room,
you're in the wrong room.
Yeah, you're in the wrong room. Yeah. You gotta find another room. Yeah, and you know, this is part of the purpose of this podcast too is you know, I want to not say challenge, but I want to plant that seed for entrepreneurs to get involved and do something with their talents that's also giving back to the community. And I know you've helped me out a lot with the Love Thy Neighbor stuff, with video and flyers and all kinds of stuff, but you know, that's something I'm going to be approaching every guest with, doing business, but making a difference.
What day we shooting?
And,
or what?
you know, having a business with purpose.
No, but yeah, I mean, and then that's a whole different, like you get paid on the feeling, you know, which is kind of selfish, you know, but it's still like,
no, you know, you,
yeah,
you,
it's
you
like, know. That makes you feel alive. Yeah. That makes you feel like, super alive, like,
yeah, you went with me one Christmas to 16th and Island, and we're out there handing out in the rain, toys and clothes.
Yeah, I mean, what you do is amazing, and it's crazy. It takes somebody like a genuine person to do that, because like, you know, like, we forget about that. We just pass by people, and there's some people out there that, you know, that made wrong choices, but there's some people out there that just ended up out there because of their situations, and they're just normal person, people or whatever. So yeah, you definitely gotta give back, and karma, all that stuff. I mean, especially for the kids. Like, oh, dude, I was just yesterday. I went to passing downtown, down Island, and there was a little kid, like probably like 2 years old right there in the whole crowd, like walking around with a little, like I was just like, oh my God. Like you just want to.
It's heartbreaking.
It was. I almost want to break down right now, but it was just like around that type of, you know.
I go down there sometimes and just hang out and just talk to some of these guys. And yeah, it is heartbreaking.
It's crazy, dude. Like that's so, like.
So, crazy stuff. You know, that's why, you know, I bring it up, you know, business with the, you know, with the purpose.
Especially, you know? Especially if you have, like, if you're doing well, like give back for sure. Yeah. Like give back whatever you can. If it's like, if you have money, but it doesn't have to be money. If you have a space, if you have a talent or whatever, like give back, like, you know, like it doesn't have to be like money. Like your talents are value, you know what I'm saying?
And your
like
talents, your time.
Yeah. Like.
And your connections,
all that, the collaboration of resources, people. Yeah, the collaboration of people is huge. So it's like definitely like give back for sure.
So, what would you say is the best piece of advice that you've received?
The best piece of advice that I have received. I don't know. I like yours. That was like, if you're gonna work on something like branded, but I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had like someone tell me like some direct stuff. I'm just sitting back and observing. I haven't had like my mentors
you're
like
waiting for it.
Yeah, like my mentors are like my mentors without them knowing. So I'm just like observe a lot, you know, like so like I haven't had like a real sit down with somebody and like them telling me like this is how you know, like don't do that. But I'm just kind of learning on like people's do's and don'ts, you know, like even if like somebody has like done me wrong or something, like it's like a blessing for me too, because it's like, you know, like I don't want people to look at me like that or like I don't want to do that.
You learn from the mistakes.
Yeah. So I'm like, like I haven't had no like direct advice or whatever, but like I'm definitely peeping game.
So
from like the grades.
What about someone that wants to jump into the game into video production, what advice would you give them?
Oh, for that, I would tell them definitely, like I said, know your equipment, spend a lot of time using it, and just like try to break down what you like and pick a road fast. And I'm just playing, but start young, really start young. And definitely, like, if I could tell myself, like, if in high school, I would say, like, it's not worth the hanging out and this and that. Like, this is way better. This has made me feel the best.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, feel alive. Like, I feel alive when I'm out there doing this. It's like, whew. Yeah. Like, it's funny. You can see me out there. Like, sometimes I record myself. I have, like, an extra camera, like, recording the behind the scenes. And, like, you could catch me, like, clapping because I have so much energy right now. And, like, I'm just like, wow, this is so much fun. Like, I'll be clapping, like, because this energy needs to get out of me. And never has that happened to me when, like, I was growing up, drinking, hanging out, and that. Like, I would say start young.
It's a different high.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. So I would say start young and research a lot and, like, try to surround yourself by, like, positive people. And then it doesn't have to be, like, people, like, video guys. Like, they could be doing something else. But what you notice is, like, they have the same qualities. Like, they have drive. They have like vision, and visualizing it too is that like that, like that's how everything starts. Like when, like, and it's crazy because like my notes, like I draw my notes, like I don't write notes, like I draw like my notes. I'll draw like the building, like I already have a building where we're gonna work at, so I draw the building. I mean, I draw on this and that, and boom, whatever, I let it go. And it's crazy because I remember when I was, this is funny, when I was in at the Art Institute, there was this class, I don't even remember what it was, but it was like what are those called, the brainstorms, whatever, and it was like companies that you want to work with, right? So it was like a circle, and I had like some companies that I want to work with, and then one, it was Jefe Ruben Torres,
and it was sick,
and it was like, that's crazy, like now you're like my really good friend, you know, and I was like, damn, that's crazy, that's but dope. To me, like, it was like, wow, this big old company. Like, you know, I was just like, that would be dope because they're Latino and they're sick and the way they're doing it. Like,
and here we are.
Yeah, no, it's like crazy.
10, 15 years later.
Yeah, and it's crazy. But, like, it happens. Like, but it's crazy how it happens. You don't notice it happen because, like, you're so involved in life that just, like, and now you're in it. But when, like, I go back and I look at these things, I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy. At one point, this was, like, this big old, like, thing to me, you know?
Yeah.
So I would say, like, definitely, like, make goals. Make goals and break them down. Even however big it is, like, just break it down. Because, like, you know, like, that'd be my advice. Make yourself some goals and break them down. Who cares how big they are? Just Like, take them small, yeah? Because if you look at them all big, you're not going to be able to do it. Nobody can.
Yeah.
But just little steps and break it down. Everything's possible. Somebody did it already.
Yeah.
You know, why? Like, what makes you different? You know, like, they only had 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, freaking you coffee. Got the same. You start got, liking coffee and Red Bull.
you got the same 24 hours they do.
So it's just like, that's what I would say. Get some goals, like really like believe in yourself. Like I barely started doing that. You know, like I didn't know, like, you know, I always like put myself down because of like stuff that I couldn't do. We're like, damn, they do that shit way better. Or sorry about that. They do that way better, this and that. But once you start like believing in yourself and like, you know, like valuing yourself. That's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
No, man. It's always a beautiful thing. Well, you know, I know, you know, I gave you kind of a list of some of the questions and whatever, and we kind of, I knew that we're kind of, you know, do our own thing because we have history, you know, but, you know, I love what you're doing. I respect what you're doing, man. And it's not easy. You know, I was doing video for a long time too. And you know, I did it up in LA, I did it here, and it's not easy, man. So, my hat's off to you and everything you're doing. Is there anything else you want to add, man, to the whole thing? I know we kind of got to
thank you guys for having me. And it's, like, awesome to have you back. And, like, you're definitely one of my mentors that I peep out.
Oh,
so
thank
like,
you, brother. That means a lot.
You continue to do what you're doing. And, like, I'm right here. And, like I said, you have been super genuine to me.
Thank you,
and
brother.
It's I think the relationship is real.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever you need, I'm right here. And,
thank you. Yeah, and you always have been. You've always hooked me up,
yeah, you too. It's just, it's crazy. It's, like you're dope so thank you for having me and it's thank like you. it's cool so it makes me feel like I'm doing something good.
Yeah, you
so
are
thank
you
so
are.
Much I appreciate that.
So if somebody wants to book you, where do they go to, where do they find you?
You could just go to any of my social media, or you could email me at livethevision.sd@gmail.com and we could have a sit down and kind of figure it out. So
go over a budget.
We'll go over a budget, but we'll definitely make it happen. Like I know, like, people don't got, you know, we'll make it look big.
Make
it look big.
Nice. Is do you have a website?
It's under construction. No, I don't have a website, but definitely need to get to that. Like, that needs to be part of my next move. But I don't have a website right now.
Okay, no, all good. Find you at you got
everything,
Twitter.
Just everything Live the Vision, Twitter, Facebook, everything. I mean, LV Visions, my apologies. LV Visions.
LV Visions.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook. So you can find me there. I'm always on there.
Yes, you are. Right on, man. Well, thank you for coming by, dude. You're one of my first guests. And because of the genuine relationship that we got, it's, you know, I wanted to have you as one of my first guests. And also because I see, you know, that hunger in you, and you know, to me it's something I wanna help take to another level too if I can. So
thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to keep up with you guys, man.
You're the man, dude. I'm trying to catch up to you guys.
I'm telling you, like, you do is super inspiring, you know what I'm saying? Like,
thanks, man.
It's super dope. So whatever you need, I'm right here.
I'm out here trying to support everyone else and trying to expose what they're doing and you know, bring exposure to that, man, and you know. I support the community, man.
Awesome.
So thank you for coming out, man. This is The Connected Show. And thank you for listening and tuning in. Want to encourage everybody to go on iTunes and give us a 5-star and a subscription. Mm-hmm. And also make sure you check out everything LV's doing. So good looking out. And until next time, we'll see you guys. Connect with Ruben Torres. Yeah.
Peace.
Thank you. That was awesome.